This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I almost burned K-Frog down yesterday.
You know what? She's not exaggerating either. This really did happen. It was a close call.
Yesterday, we did our wing roulette. And so while we were, you know, doing our radio show, I decided, hey, we have one of those little toaster ovens here that our big boss, Michael, bought us. I was like, I'll just make the wings here at K-Frog. And then they'll be done by the time we do our video. So I popped the wings in. We came in here. I got carried away, you know, doing a radio show. And then all of a sudden, inside the studio, I was like, do you smell that, guy? It smells like wings. Opened up the door to the studio and our entire office was smoky.
Yeah, I couldn't see.
I was like, oh my gosh, guy, help me open up every door right now because I'm about to set off the fire alarm here at K-Frog. Could you imagine if I did that at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I can't believe the fire alarm didn't go off. You got to take this as a win that didn't go off because that alarm needs to be double checked. It might not be working properly because there was smoke everywhere.
I mean, to the point that when we came in this morning, even right now, our office still smells like burnt chicken wings.
Yeah, I still smell it.
Yes.
I was wondering if that was just me this morning. No, you smell it as well?
No. Yeah, it's definitely the off. It has a funk about it now.
Because we have cooked in the office before, and you've never got it wrong. This was just a mishap, we'll call it.
It got burned. And it happens, especially when you have a community microwave or toaster oven. There's going to be some mishaps.
Yeah, we avoided the worst case scenario, though, thank God, because it was bad.
Yeah, I'll live with the smell of hot wings versus what could have happened because they were like charcoal. I mean, it was a good thing we had sauce.
So in honor of Kelly, we want to know, what have you burned at the office before?
You know what's happened. Even if it wasn't you, if it was a coworker, dime them out. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy. So this is where
it ends. Shockingly, it wasn't me that nearly burnt the office down. It was you.
Me, 100%. Thanks to our chicken wings yesterday. Popped them in the toaster oven and they were charcoal. The office was filled with smoke. I'm surprised our alarm didn't go off.
It's not working. It needs to be double checked.
That bad. Angel in Moreno Valley, what did you burn in the microwave?
Actually, at home, my son did.
Oh, what happened?
I was sick with the flu, and he was about 8, and he decided he was going to make his little brother a top ramen in the microwave. Well, it smelled like burnt ramen because he didn't put water.
Oh!
You forget the water. That's the main ingredient.
So the styrofoam was just catching on fire?
Oh, no. It was in a bowl, so the actual ramen was black. Like, black.
I nearly burnt my place down using the microwave, but I'm 38, not 8.
No, you got this, guy. You got this. Cooking is in your future. We got you.
Cody in Temecula, what did you burn in the microwave?
It was my daughter, actually. So she's 13, and I had bought her one of those microwave rice pads for when she gets, like, cramps.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yep.
And so it was, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and she was half awake, and she put the rice bag in the microwave, but she also put her cell phone in the microwave.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And she microwaved her iPhone.
What did that do?
Luckily the microwave didn't explode, but you could smell the burning electronics.
Could you imagine?
I've never heard of that.
I mean, either. She must have been really tired.
Melissa in Yucaipa says, my coworker burned popcorn in our very small dental office once, and we couldn't get the smell out for at least a week.
Popcorn has to be the worst. I made that mistake once at our old building in Colton, and it was, I never lived it down. I will never make popcorn here because of that.
Well, what about chicken wings now? This is still smelling. How long is this going
to
last?
We're going to keep that to ourselves, okay? 714 says there were actually flames that were coming out of our toaster oven at work, and it was garlic bread. It was a disaster, and this is my third and final toaster oven fire. So she has an even bigger reputation than me.
All right, let's keep this going. What have you burned at the office? 888-431-3764. Can you top Kelly this morning? It's Kelly and Guy on K-Pro.
I think the scent of burnt chicken wings here at K-Frog is actually quite pleasant, especially post-Super Bowl.
It's horrible. And you did it. You know, it's really refreshing this morning that we're talking about something that you did and not me being a moron for once. So I'm going to milk it as much as I can. Kelly nearly set the place on fire yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, the chicken wings that I made in our air fryer here were completely toasted. We're talking like charcoal. And by the time we walked out of the studio, it was so smoky inside our office. Like, we may need to get our smoke detectors checked. That's
absolutely
how bad it was. Thank you to everybody who's making me feel better, though, because they have their own stories of, we'll say, microwave mishaps. Jeff in San Bernardino, what happened to you?
I think basically the one thing that I messed up on at the office in the microwave was sauerkraut.
Why would you put sauerkraut in the microwave? That's horrible.
I love kraut dogs, and I was warming up my sauerkraut for lunch, but I stunk up the whole break room, and guys were like, what in the heck is that?
How long did you have to live with that for?
It was like almost 2 weeks, and finally one of the managers came, and he took the microwave, and he put the microwave out by the trash bin so we could get rid of it and recycle it.
Okay, I'm guessing you were not employee of the month that month. That's pretty bad. So, see, we didn't at least have to get rid of the air fryer that I used here at K-Frog.
We haven't yet.
Not yet.
But we still could, as the smell lingers. The 909 also made a mistake on the air fryer. I was trying to make chips in the air fryer. Left them in the air fryer way too long. The smell didn't leave for days, Kelly.
All right. 626 says, it wasn't me, but it was my dad who blew something up in our microwave. He bought a brand new microwave, and I don't know what possessed him, but the first thing he thought to put in there was a Twinkie. It exploded, and that inside filling was permanently attached to the microwave. We had to throw away the brand new microwave.
Why would you put a Twinkie in the microwave? Give me one reason why a Twinkie belongs in the microwave. I can't even think of one.
I don't know, but I'm like weirdly intrigued.
No, we're not doing that for Taste Test Tuesday.
Do you have a Twinkie?
No.
I mean, imagine that.
You're bad.
Burned chicken wings and Twinkie smell?
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture.